بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيسألهم ربهم وهو عالم ما يقول عبادي. We are still in this chapter of the gatherings of zikr, the importance and virtues of the gatherings of zikr. The first hadith that we were doing, which is a lengthy hadith, in which we read the first part, that there are certain malaika which Allah has kept, who make ghasht, who move around in the earth, only their work is to look for the gatherings of zikr. When they find such a gathering, then they call out to one another, "We have found what we are looking, it is here." Then they all gather there and they make their safs above one another. We make our safs behind one another. Malaika make their safs above one another until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala asks them, وَهُوَ عَالَمْ, and Allah knows perfectly everything. And ikram allahum, in order to show the honor of these gatherings, how great they are, Allah Ta'ala questions the malaika, مَا يَقُولُ عِبَادِي, what are my servants saying? قَالَ يَقُولُونَ, they reply and they say, يُسَبِّحُونَكَ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيَحْمَدُونَكَ وَيُمَجِّدُونَكَ. They are making your zikr, they are reading your tasbih, they are reading takbir, they are reading tahmid, saying alhamdulillah, and they are honoring and expressing your greatness. فَيَقُولُ, Allah Ta'ala asked them then, هَلْ رَأَوْنِي, have they seen me, that they are explaining my greatness, my great, great qualities? فَيَقُولُ, لَا وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَوْكَ, no, by Allah, they haven't seen you, O Allah. فَيَقُولُ, كَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْنِي, then Allah asked them, that what would have they done, had they seen me? If قَالْ يَقُولُونَ لَوْ رَأَوْكَ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ لَكَ عِبَادَةً, they say, the malaika reply, that O Allah, had they seen you, they should have made your ibadat even more greatly. وَأَشَدَّ لَكَ تَمْجِيدًا, and they should have honored and expressed your greatness even more. وَأَكْثَرَ لَكَ تَسْبِيحًا, and they should have read more tasbih, subhanallah. فَيَقُولْ مَاذَا يَسْأَلُونَ, then Allah asks them, what do they want? Why are they gathered and making my zikr? قَالْ يَقُولُونَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, the malaika say, they are asking of you jannat. قَالْ يَقُولْ, then Allah asks them, وَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا, have they seen jannat, that they are asking of jannat? قَالْ يَقُولُونَ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّي مَا رَأَوْهَا, they reply, they say, no, O Allah, by Allah, by your qasam, they haven't seen jannat. قَالِ يَقُولْ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأُوْهَا, then Allah asked that, have they seen jannat, what should be the condition? قَالِ يَقُولُونَ, they reply and they say, لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَأُوْهَا كَانُوا أَشَدَّ عَلَيْهَا حِرْسًا, had they seen jannat, they should have had more greed and desire, they should have made much more effort. وَأَشَدَّ لَكَ طَلَبًا وَأَعْظَمَ فِيهَا رَغْبَةً, they should have been more desirous and they should have made much more greater effort. قال فمما يتعوذون, and what are they seeking refuge and protection from? قال يقولون يتعوذون من النار, they are seeking protection from the fire of Jahannam. قال فيقول وهل رأوها, have they seen Jahannam? قال يقولون لا والله ما رأوها, they say, no, by your قسم, they haven't seen Jahannam. فيقول فكيف لو رأوها, what should they have done had they seen Jahannam? قال يقولون لو رأوها كانوا أشد منها فرارا, had they seen Jahannam, they should have ran away from Jahannam even much more. That is, stay away from the things that lead to Jahannam. وَشَدَّ لَهَا مَخَافَةً, and they should have much more greater fear also. قَالَ فَيَقُولُ, then at the end Allah تبارك وتعالى says, فَأُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ, that I make you witnesses that I have forgiven you all. Just by sitting in the gatherings of zikr, Allah says, I've forgiven you all. قَالْ يَقُولُ مَلَكٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, then one of the angels, of all those angels, they say to Allah Ta'ala, فِيهِمْ فُلَانٌ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, there is this one person who was amongst them, but he didn't come for zikr. إِنَّمَا جَاءَ لِحَاجَةٍ لَهَا, he just came for some need of his. Like to ask somebody something, give a key, take a key, for other work of his he came, he didn't come for zikr. Allah Ta'ala says, Humul Jalisa, La Yashqa Bihim Jalisuhum. These are so great and honorable people that those who just sit with them also, who look at them with respect, who shake their hands, I do their work also and I forgive them also. So not only are the participants of zikr so honorable, but even those who even just associate with them in any way. Muttafaqun Ali, this narration has come in Bukhari also and in Muslim Sharif also. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, a similar version has come. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anin Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyaratan. That Allah has got certain malaika angels and they are just moving, traveling all the time. For the law, they have got no other work, only one work, yatatabba'una majalisa dhikr. They only are looking for the gatherings of zikr. Not those who are making individual zikr, but who are making zikrs in groups. فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا مَجْلِسًا فِيهِ ذِكْرٌ قَعَدُوا مَعَهُمْ. When they find a gathering in which zikr of Allah is taking place, they are making together, they sit with them. وَحَفَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ حَتَّى يَمْلَعُوا مَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Then they put their wings over those people, and that is, Allah's mercy descends upon them, and they fill that gathering so much that between the earth and the skies, they filled the whole place. فَإِذَا تَفَرَّقُوا عَرَجُوا وَسَعِدُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And when those people have finished their gathering, then they rise and go towards the heavens. فَيَسَلُهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَهُوَ عَالَمُ. Then Allah Ta'ala questions them, and Allah knows perfectly everything what has happened. مِنْ أَيْنَ جِئْتُمْ. From where are you people coming now? فَيَقُونَ جِئْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ إِبَادِكَ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We are coming from those servants of yours from in the earth. يُسَبِّحُونَكَ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيُحَلِّلُونَكَ وَيَحْمَدُونَكَ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ. That those who are reading your tasbih, making zikr, reading subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, and they are begging of you and making dua of you. قال وماذا يسألوني. What are they asking of me? قالوا يسألونك جنتك. They are asking of you your jannat. قال وهل رأوا جنتي. Have they seen my jannat? قالوا لا أي رب. No, oh Allah, they haven't seen it. قال فكيف لو رأوا جنتي. What would be their condition had they seen jannat? قالوا ويستجيرونك. And they are seeking your protection. قال ومما يستجيروني. Of what are they seeking my protection? قالوا من نارك يا رب. Of your fire, O Allah. قال وهل رأوا ناري. Have they seen my fire? قالوا لا. They say no. قال فكيف لو رأوا ناري. What would be their condition had they seen my fire? قالوا ويستغفرونك. And they are asking forgiveness from you. فيقول قد غفرت لهم. Allah says, I have forgiven them. وعطيتهم ما سألوا. And whatever they had asked in that gathering, I have given it to them. وأجرتهم مما استجاروا. And I have given them protection from which they were asking protection from. قال يقولون ربي فيهم فلان عبد خطاء. Oh Allah, there is that one servant amongst them, a very big sinner. He just came and he just joined them. He saw this is some pious people and he sat down with them. إِنَّمَا مَرَّ فَجَلَسَ مَعَهُمْ. He was just passing, he just sat down. فَيَقُولُ. Allah says, وَلَهُ غَفَرْتُ. Though he's such a big sinner and he didn't come for zikr, but just by sitting with them, I've forgiven him also. Humul qawm la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. These are such people that whoever associates with them, I do their work, I forgive them also. So these are clear and these are narrations of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. This shows how valuable, how important the gatherings of zikr are. And we should ask ourselves, do I participate in the gatherings of zikr or not? Just making our own zikr is also valuable. But to sit in the gatherings of zikr, these hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly show how valuable and how great they are. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.